and the boys are starting their season hosting King Cove. Last year, the squad made it to the state championship game, falling to Metlakatla 49-45. Since then, the team has graduated 11 seniors and has a new head coach in Riley Spetz, but it also returns reigning 2A Player of the Year Trevor Wilson.
We look a little different. I would say we got a lot of kids who haven't played the minutes that we had last year. You know, we had a lot of guys who could play against, you know, against size. We had some kids who stretched up over 6 foot, and, you know, so we don't have that now. You know, we still have Dallas, who's I always say 6'6", but I think he's actually about 6'5", and he uses his body really well and runs the floor. So, you know, we have some size, but we just don't have the abundance of size that we had last year. So, you know, it'll speak a little different for our style. We'll have to, you know, play a little more gritty with our little guards. And Coach Wilson and Coach Russell are the last two head coaches here, and, you know, they really build the culture up from the ground up. The kids bring me to practice pretty much every day, and, you know, I come about a half hour early.
Are there any players to watch on this year's team?
Yeah, you know, we have the two Esnaro brothers who played considerable amount last year. John is a junior, Alex is a senior. They're both really scrappy. They get in your business and they pester everybody. So, I mean, they're kind of our spark plugs and who look to push the ball and run the floor and play really aggressive defense. And Jackpot, John Vienna, he's a senior as well, who was on the team the last 2 years, didn't have many varsity minutes, but he's a big kid who's going to have to play some big minutes for us all year. And we have a flurry of younger guys who are going to be kind of floating between the JV and the varsity and playing some minutes here and there, depending on what our matchups are. And, you know, we're going to play, hopefully put the kids that work the hardest on the floor all the time. And that's always been our goal.
I know the season kicks off really in earnest this weekend with games at home against King Cove. What do you expect?
Well, King Cove, they were in the 1A state tournament last year. I remember watching them when we were down there. They got a couple really big athletic kids who can play, who can score the basketball. And, you know, we're going to go in and try to just play our quality of ball and really push the floor and play really balanced defense. And hopefully we can have an answer for them. But, you know, it's going to be a chore, you know, guarding their size with the style of players that they have.
And any other games that you think will be big ones for the team?
Yeah, we have a couple tournaments. We're going to a tournament in Delta where there's a lot of 3A schools like Bethel and Kotzebue and Nome. And, you know, those teams, they're a lot bigger than us as far as kids go. And they also have generally a little bit more size and they like to play some pressure basketball. And so going to that tournament, we're going to have to strap in our seatbelts and really get after it and go pedal to the metal, because, you know, we're going to be tested.
And what do you think the keys are to success for the team this season?
You know, as Coach Russell would say last year and the year before, defense and rebounding are always on the forefront. I would say, you know, we like to pressure the defense and make them feel really uncomfortable and try to push the ball on offense and see if we can beat teams just by being in better shape than them.
And should we expect another state championship run this year?
It's in the cards. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, hopefully we handle our business one game at a time, 1 week at a time. And, you know, we really value every day to get better. And, you know, by the end of the year, I would feel comfortable to say that I expect to see us competing at state tournament and in regions and everywhere else. And I think that's always the goal, compete every day.
You can catch live coverage of the boys' home basketball games on KUCB 89.7 FM both tonight and tomorrow following the conclusion of the girls' games.